It's more an intense kind of environment to work in, and you're dealing with people in acute conditions with various needs.
TJ looks after the divisions of medicine, community services and surgery.
We have a list of what we call referrals. They're our primary concern, but generally speaking, when I visit a ward, I will go around and talk to most patients on the ward, actually, if they're able to, just to see how they are and see a friendly face on the ward. Oftentimes that leads to more referrals as well, that people want to see you again.
He tells me about a patient that he's been seeing who isn't religious but finds talking to him a comfort.
He's just had some bad news yesterday, actually. They found a tumour in his liver, so we've been exploring that a little bit. I've met his parents, but he's happy just to chat to a friendly person, someone who's not medical per se, so I think it really helps him.
The patient, who didn't want to be named, has been on a ward at the MRI for just under 2 months.
Picks me up and feel better after.
We talk about all kinds of things, really. His work, his family life, hobbies, that kind of thing. We talk about, obviously, his well-being, his health, and how he's basically coping in the hospital environment.
He's welcome to come round any time he wants. It's something different to talk to. Apart from parents. Slightly with a bit more detail, because I don't want to burden my parents.
22-year-old Connor's been in hospital for nearly 10 weeks.
I have a special team that come in to work with me. They don't know what I have, really.
He says it's helpful to talk to a chaplain.
Because you don't talk about what's wrong with you. It gets you into the part of normality. Everyday stuff, like I've not been able to be outside since September, October, so weather comes up quite a lot.
I'd say the majority of patients I see on a daily basis don't have a particularly strong faith, but we provide care for them in just as much a way as we would someone who has a practicing faith. I know we are specialists in our particular religion, so we're able to provide that care. A lot of our work is what we call generic care. It's building up relationships and friendships with people to enhance their experience in the hospital environment. People often have that kind of situation that they're confronted with, and they find it easier just to offload to someone who doesn't have that emotional tie with them. And we're able to bounce things off us really quite easily, and I'm sure that's a real help to them to unburden themselves. It depends what kind of relationship you have with your family, doesn't it? Some are a lot more open relationships, but others, you know, they find it difficult to communicate on a deeply emotional level, but they're able to do that with us. At least some of them are, anyway.
But how does TJ cope with taking on the stories, the worries and the fears of hundreds of patients?
We're encouraged as a team to have clinical supervision where we talk things through with people outside of the hospital environment, but also we have a good supportive team. And we bounce things off one another, we talk to one another about particularly, you know, difficult situations and intense visits. And we're pretty friendly with one another as well, and we're doing the same thing. Of course, we all have our particular faith, which makes a vast difference to us as well.